Hello, friends, and welcome back to Bows and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by my company for this week. Hello, Mom. Great to see you.
Great to see you, too, Emily.
How are you doing in your pearl fuchsia sweater?
It's a bit much, but
no,
I like it.
It's just enough.
I got it for the holidays, and I never wore it, so I just put a little denim blouse underneath. I like it.
I said this to you earlier, but I love the juxtaposition of the different materials. It really brightened up my day. A little bit of gloomy Monday here in the Midwest.
It kind of is. And then I did a little white corduroy.
Love. Oh, that's right. That I didn't realize that was a corduroy. That's so lovely. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm terrific.
Good.
I love our little schedule, and you're doing a fantastic job of getting these things out.
I know. Every Monday we try to record to come out for Tuesdays, and it's been working out so well. And yeah, we're just excited to be back here for another show. We have a lot of bows, not too many lows. We were kind of trying to brainstorm. It's like we had zero recollection of what we did last week.
No, we were sitting here for way too long thinking, like, was there something funny that happened or... Nothing, which is a good thing. We didn't have very many lows. You had, I really don't have a low, except I will say we were talking about this. Elizabeth went back a little bit over a week ago. I haven't been on for a couple of weeks. And it does take me a couple of days to acclimate.
I would agree.
And just readjust. It's so great to have her home. And then I just get a little bummed out.
Yeah, it is, because that stretch of time is so long that it almost is like, you know, wait, the new normal. And then you get back into it. And she's doing great at school.
Oh, my gosh. She's doing great. But that was kind of my low. Just a little... You know, a little winter transition.
I agree. I would say I have a lot of bows, but before we get to that, my lows, like you mentioned, not too many. I feel like, first of all, the week flew by. So
it really
did. It seemed like, you know, it was moving very fast. Not a lot has been going on, but I keep breaking hangers in my apartment.
Well, I'm running
out of space, you guys. It's like the walls in my closet are closing in on me. So that would probably be the low. And I'm very tidy and I keep things organized. It's just, you know, hard when you have too many pieces for the space. So I have a lot of pants that I do want to go through. And I have been loading up so many like pieces of denim. Mm. That one hanger after another kept breaking.
Snapping.
Yeah, and it kind of scares me. You're like, oh, geez, jumping back. So that's my low.
I wonder if it would, that is a low. I wonder, would it help you to have one of those like five-tiered? Those are kind of a pain because you have to.
I have like a couple of those in there, but I try to just put the pants that I wear the most on the front, but I've run out of hangers because they're all breaking. So I currently just have a pile of pants on the floor.
Oh, that's super fun.
Yeah.
I do think you need to contact the maintenance guy and see if he can put a second.
I agree. Yeah. So that would be my
low. So
you
have a double hung.
But lots of bows.
Tell me your bows.
Well, I got my haircut this week.
That's a big bow. I love it.
Everyone's problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was definitely a bow. I got my haircut on Friday. It got like 3 inches off and a bunch of layers. I had like my appointment. It was, so Laura comes on Fridays, and then my appointment was at like 3 o'clock. So Annie, who's our hair girl, she's wonderful. It was like the last appointment of her day. You guys, I was there for literally an hour and 40 minutes. Like we were the last people there. Poor Annie. She's so patient with me because
I'm sweating.
Yeah. No, literally standing in front of me. I'm standing up with different lighting because I'm not rash. Like when it comes to my hair, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I step by step, and she's the same way. And at one point we just started laughing and she was like, we're so sensitive. Like we have to take this so slowly. And I was like, no, I know.
She's so, so sweet. And she doesn't want to push her thoughts or opinions in the best possible way.
Yes.
So I have been there before over the years, and you'll say, well, I don't know. Do you think we should go? Well, you could, like, you could go shorter and that would look, so she doesn't, you want a definitive answer, and she is smart. Not, she has, you have to like come to it yourself.
Yes. And she was also really funny because we were like giggling on how both of us were being kind of indecisive, and each of us were afraid to go. I mean, and the funny thing of the whole thing is not one person noticed that my hair was cut the entire weekend, so it didn't even matter.
I noticed right
I know
away.
You did, but anyway, at one point I was saying to her, I was like, you know, I've never had the experience, at least with her, where I like go and get my hair cut and like, you know, people are like, oh my God, she took 4 inches off and I had no idea. And she said, as a hairstylist, I also don't get how that happens. She's like, if you tell me to take 2 inches off, I'm not just going to go rogue and take 4 inches off. Like, I don't care. And I was like, that's such a good point. Like, I actually don't know how that happens to people. Maybe if you go to someone new and they,
you know, that's a great point, because I always
think, I don't know how that happens.
How does it happen? Like, do they have you blindfolded and turned around?
Yeah.
Do the hairstylists not know how to measure? Like, are they like, okay, 2 inches? And then they actually think it. I've never understood it And it seems to happen a lot.
It seems to happen a lot. So we kind of had that whole discussion. And she, I mean, I've been going to her for, I feel like, since middle school or high school. So mm-hmm. again, I have never experienced this like major chop. Like, we're definitely taking it in stages. So
that is so funny.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny. She said like she could see if people were training like for hair, then right. that could happen. But I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, yeah. And I think in addition to using a measurement, don't a lot of people, like, you were thinking, okay, well, I want it right below my shoulder. I feel like you also give a placement.
Placement. I was standing up. Also, it's like always longer when it's wet. And then right. she blew dry it first. And then she took more length off. I mean, she was very meticulous.
She's good. So. I was concerned because I hadn't heard from you. And I thought, I really hope you're happy with it because you were. It looks so fresh. It looks sophisticated.
Thank you. At first, yeah, I was like, oh, I love it. And then I was like, wait, it's too short. And then like when no one noticed this weekend, I was like, okay, this is clearly like,
I mean,
not.
I actually think you could go a little shorter.
That's what Elizabeth said to me on the phone. Yes. I said, oh, nobody knows my hair. She goes, Emily, like, it is not. She goes, you didn't cut enough for it to right. make a difference. And I was like,
no,
all right.
It was a nice, healthy, but I could see. And again, good not to just go rogue on it. But you could go up a little bit shorter.
We did way more face framing layers, which I've never done before. So
I love it. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, that was my bow.
It's really healthy.
Thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's feeling healthy. Another bow, J. Crew sent me some stuff this week. That was very exciting.
I forgot
really
about that.
Really pretty stuff.
Really pretty.
Really pretty. It was getting me excited for spring. What else was a bow? Oh, I've had just like really kind of in my health era. Like, I just feel like I've been eating very healthy this week.
Yeah. You have.
And
you've been really good.
What else is
And you're bow? Exercising.
Yeah. I worked out with my boyfriend this week, which was really mm-hmm. fun. So that was definitely a bow. He was my trainer.
That's fun.
Yeah. So I've just overall lots of bows, not too many lows. But don't worry, there's always time for lows. Right. I'm not saying.
But that's a great week. We had a good time with Laura. That's always a.
Yeah, we did have a good time with Laura. You and I are actually going on it. I want to hear about your weekend as well. But before mm-hmm. we get to that, or should we talk about that first? Let's talk about that first.
Okay. I can talk about anything. So
let's talk about your weekend.
I would say my weekend is my bow.
Yes.
We had a really. Well, actually, the whole week was good. We went out to dinner with my sister and my brother-in-law. And we had a super fun time doing that. And then we went out to dinner with friends on Friday night.
Yep.
To a restaurant that I love. And the husband hadn't been there, but the wife had been there for lunch. And he really liked the restaurant. It's got a great vibe.
Is it still the hot spot? Like, was it still busy?
It was very busy. And I think it was a hot spot.
It's a new restaurant here in Cleveland. And I mean, no one loses their minds more than people when they find out there's a new restaurant.
No, it's really exciting. And I think it's going to be really cool in the spring or summer because there's a patio out in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And they also added, which I like when restaurants do this, they put like a door. You used to just walk right into the restaurant. So if you're sitting at the bar, you're screwed because it's freezing cold.
You're screwed. Yeah.
Yes. So they kind of made a new doorway entrance and we saw a bunch of people there.
I feel like it's you're like always running into people there.
It's like the neighborhood hangout.
You've been going there a lot and the girls have both been there. I have yet to go. I definitely want to go with Eddie. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, I love it. That was really fun. And then we had a little dinner party on Saturday night.
Tell us about your dinner party and the hostess with the mostest is back.
Our dinner party was just lovely. There were six of us. We had two other couples that did not know each other. And it went really well. I did fondue, which that's just a classic in our house.
Who doesn't love fondue?
I just love it. And my friend Carolyn years ago gave me, I think we've talked about this before, all like six different sauces.
Yep.
And it's just beef fondue. Mm-hmm. I stick with that.
Yep.
And it's really great because you can get everything ready ahead of time and then you can just enjoy your meal. So we did fondue. I made twice baked potatoes. Oh, delicious.
Classic.
And then also for dessert, it's my mom's recipe and it's pot au creme.
Pot au creme.
And also that's super simple. Make it ahead of time. And then we served it on a little plate with raspberries and whipped cream. And I have these little tiny, I think they're called like a demi-tasse. They have a lid and they're meant for like a pudding or a pot au creme. And you take the lid off and it doesn't look like that's much. And it's the perfect amount of chocolate.
Oh, it is divine. It like is restaurant worthy. It's so good.
And my friend Celeste was like, I have to have this recipe.
And you had a wonderful tablescape theme.
Thank you so much. Well, it's winter and I kind of went cozy, but I always think of fondue is like, I think it came out in the 60s. Okay. So there's like that kind of a vibe, but I didn't do like a modern vibe, but I do have Crate and Barrel stainless steel. Mm-hmm. So my whole theme was black, white, and stainless steel.
It was very chic.
Did you like it?
Did I like it? I was obsessed. I wish I could have been there.
But then I kind of didn't go all modern. I did a really pretty black and white toile tablecloth.
I love a toile in any capacity, but especially in a tablecloth form, mm-hmm. because it's such a great foundational layer.
It is.
It is.
It really is. And this tablecloth was kind of thick. I did not have to iron it. And then I was swapping out different runners. I was going to do a paper black and white one from Hester and Cook, but I used a white fur.
Which, what? Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. Was that in the picture?
Yeah. Isn't that cute?
Yes. That's and very cute.
And then with fondue, you don't have to do much of a centerpiece. At least I didn't do much of a centerpiece because I have two pots. And then in the center, I just did black candlesticks with like a twisty white candle.
I love
and it. And I didn't feel like flowers. It just didn't.
No.
Because it's interactive and you are kind of reaching and putting stuff. And then I layered. I did a black placemat. And then I have plates that are white with a silver band. Mm-hmm. And then I did a really pretty little floral toile looking salad plate that when, because you need a plate to put the raw meat on.
Right.
So that's where you put that. And then I folded the napkins. I love my napkins.
And those napkins were pretty.
Those
I like from, how you put the sticks of from
yes,
the fondue.
Yes, I folded the napkins to make a little pocket. And I put the fondue sticks in there.
To make a little pocket. The cups were so cool.
Oh, that's right. I ordered those kind of last minute because I wanted something fun. And they were dramatic, weren't they?
That's the perfect word to describe that. That was a dramatic cup. Dramatic stemware.
Yes. Yeah. It was metal. It is metal. And it's black and silver on the inside. I think they're really cool. So that's what I filled up with water. Oh, I also got black silverware.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah. I had black silverware. And then I had little place cards. We could probably just show a picture of it if you're watching this on video, but maybe we'll have to put this on Instagram.
We will.
I did little place cards that were white with a black border, mm-hmm. and then I stuck them in the prongs of the fork. Bottom line is I was really happy with the whole tablescape.
And there were two couples, so I also feel like with that size group, a fondue, like you mentioned earlier, it's interactive. It's good to, it's nice to do something with your, you know, hands.
That's, right.
So it's not just, you know, I don't know. There's like a more of a activity during the meal.
Completely. And then I think the act of passing these different sauces around, you know, you kind of comment, oh my gosh, I like that one or I like this one better. And that's also really fun to do.
Absolutely. This would also be just like a great idea to replicate for Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
You guys didn't want to go out. I feel like
we've talked about fondue over the shows and stuff. Sometimes I have done, as the appetizer, a cheese fondue. I didn't feel like that because I think in the past people go nuts because it tastes really good, mm-hmm. and then they're kind of full. Mm. I did do a winter salad. I'm just calling it that. I don't know. Maybe because it's winter, you can make it any time of the year. Yeah. I don't know why I'm calling it that, right. But that's what
I love when people say winter salad.
It's just feta. I didn't put the red onions on it. Pecans, toasted pecans, which was really funny because I forgot to toast the pecans, and I do think it makes a big difference. It kind of releases the flavors and adds a nice crunch to it. And I was doing some last minute things and I realized it, and I put Dad on the task of toasting the pecans, and he likes those kind of jobs because I think he feels like he's a chef.
Oh, 100%.
And I said, stand there. Please stand here and just continually stir.
Yes.
And he took it very seriously. I do not continually stir because I'm usually doing other things. And he looks over and he's like, how do you know all these things? I said, that's really sweet, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that is really funny.
He's so complimentary.
Well, and a toasted pecan is such a novelty. So I think like inserting that into any type of dish can really elevate. So to him, it probably was like, wow, this is just such a great idea.
Yes, I think you could probably put parchment on and put them in the oven too, but I just usually stir it. And then of course as he was doing it and I was running around doing other stuff, I was telling him how you could take like sliced almonds and sometimes I put them in sugar. Wow, do you think we should put sugar on these? I'm like, no, just silently stir the pecans.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, he was you know, welcomed into a whole new world of toasted
nuts. He loved it. He had no idea.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
So cute.
And what did you wear to this?
I kept it really simple. You know, I kind of almost like to match the table. So I did all black. I did a black Legence leather pant.
Mm-hmm.
And then a black, it's actually sleeveless, little turtleneck. And then I have this long Legence top that I love.
Yeah.
And it's got a big pattern on the back.
That's lovely. That is mm-hmm. that is so lovely. We love when Anne is in her hosting era. And
it's really fun.
And then did you give like a little tour of the house to?
It ended up being a big tour. Dad had some vav. We had champagne. We walked throughout the home. The one couple had seen it. Oh, I guess just my friend Celeste had seen it in September. I'm definitely in a hosting era. It was just really nice. I like doing that in January.
And I also think the tablescape was like a good color scheme because it was couples. So you didn't want to do like full, well, it wasn't February yet.
Right.
So you didn't want to do like the full red and pink. It was like, it was for everyone, which was great.
Right. I don't know. Exactly. I didn't feel like doing Valentine's.
Yeah.
Or something.
I really like that black look for mm-hmm. the table and the toile, and we'll share that on Bose and Co. and link some items.
And
for
we
everyone.
Did talk with Laura. Like I think I'm going to do something for Valentine's Day.
Oh, for sure. Don't worry. We're still doing that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I know. I was wondering if I should do something for.
I think you should.
Like a little Galentine's Day situation, yeah. Like at my apartment. I meant to host a Christmas party, and then the holidays got away from me. So I feel like this would be a good time.
Oh, I think
so
it's the best time
for that.
Absolutely, that's a great idea. I would be happy to help you.
I was going to say, yeah, I feel like we could assist. I just feel like this studio is so fabulous. I wish you all listening could come and hang out with us here. Like, it really has come together and just shaped up to be like the most just
exciting, I love
it. Bright, happy space. Wouldn't
Can you imagine if we had a live podcast with a whole audience in here?
No, I think we would get so distracted. We'd be like, where did you get that top? And you look great.
Yeah, and waving to people.
Waving. Yeah, exactly.
I love the studio. I love the scarf on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about this? I talked about it on my YouTube channel, but I don't think we did because Elizabeth was on the show last week. So
let's talk about it.
This was like the last kind of missing link to finish the decor for the studio. And then I will do like a full tour for maybe Instagram or YouTube mm-hmm. or whatever. But above our couch was just like a big blank wall. And we knew that we wanted to fill this space to warm it up. We have a lot of things hanging and we have a lot of different materials. So our idea, like we have our Emily on Bose acrylic sign, which is just like so iconic and nicely made. And then obviously mm-hmm. our Bose & Co. sign, which what kind of material?
It's a canvas.
Canvas. And they're different sizes. The Emily on Bose sign is more rectangular. This is a bit more square rectangular. So above the couch, did I have the idea or did you think of it?
You had the idea. This is also a rectangle. That's a rectangle.
You know
it's
what
just
that is a
smaller.
Rectangle.
Yeah.
That's a rectangle, guys.
Two sides are longer than the other
two
sides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
that's a square.
That's good.
But
good job.
I know. It's great. You learn so much here on this show. So
yes, all four sides are
all
equal.
All four sides are equal.
You got
Thank
it.
You so much.
Yeah,
yeah, you're so right.
No, it was your idea to put the scarf there. And it took us a while.
Yeah,
though.
Tell us kind of the process.
Well, we were going to have our wonderful framer do it. And it was really expensive because they were going to hand sew the scarf.
Right.
And it was going to take a long time. And then I ordered a frame. I feel like I've explained this. Maybe it was on YouTube.
I can't remember. No, it was YouTube. But if we did, we're saying it again.
Okay. I'm sorry if we're repeating ourselves. We're just so excited with the journey that it ended very well.
Yes.
Then right before the holidays, I ordered an acrylic frame, 36 inches square mm-hmm. from Amazon that was really, I thought, kind of expensive. But I thought, okay, it's going to do it.
Right.
It came and was broken.
Mm-hmm.
But I had pitched the box. So I had to order a big box. The whole thing was a process.
Yeah.
We sent that back. And then I found this frame, 36 inches square with a white frame. It's not even glass on the front. It's like a plexiglass. Not super cheap, but not outrageous. I think it was like 200 and something.
Yeah, still kind of outrageous for that. But
because
whatever.
It's a specific the
framing
size.
The framing industry is so like oddly expensive.
Right. And this is a particular size. It's hard to find a lot of frames. And then if you went custom, it would be even more.
Right.
But it was through Walmart.
Oh, I thought you got it on Amazon.
No, it was Walmart.
Okay.
I might have told you Amazon. It was Walmart. It was like $247 or something.
So then when the frame came, we obviously have the silk scarf. But then we placed the silk scarf down and like the mat of it was like just cardboard. So and the scarf didn't fill up the full space. So then it was like this border of cardboard.
Right.
So it still wasn't really working. So then we cut some ribbon and did you tape it all around the edge?
Yes, I use double stick tape, and we just did a thing of grosgrain ribbon around the edges.
Yes.
Maybe satin, so it didn't show through. And then we didn't know how to affix the scarf.
Right.
And I think you went and grabbed some pink tacks that we have.
We do have these pretty pink tacks.
It really, this DIY was, we didn't know what we were doing, and it's really cute.
I love it. It really turned out great. And yes, now it's just, it really did make a huge difference with warming up the space. And I love now that all three walls have something. Yeah. It's just like literally the prettiest shade of pink. Like, not to toot our own horn, but like, what a stunning shade of pink. That's my favorite color.
I love it.
Like, it's so pretty. It brings me such joy to look at, especially this wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really good.
Just and wanted to share that.
I will say, as we're admiring our work, if you do have a scarf, or if you have an Emily Owen Bowes scarf that you want to put into a frame, it's really a nice idea.
Oh, no,
for a piece of artwork.
Totally agree with you. And it's also, well, I personally like it because I wanted something on the wall that was one of our products.
Right.
Because we thought about artwork, but we wanted everything in here to be like original to us. But even if, you know, you don't have your own scarf or whatever, like just a pretty silk scarf that you have found just on your travels.
Or a vintage scarf, anything.
It would be a great item for like a family room, a living room, an apartment, filling up a big space.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. It took a little tweaking and there was but it looks great.
And we even went back and forth. Should we get a black frame or a white frame? And I like the white.
I like the white. I think the black would have looked too harsh. It would, mm-hmm. You would have gone straight to the frame rather than the scarf.
Such an excellent point.
Another week of mindless conversations.
No, it's so good.
So yeah, now I feel like the studio is fully done. And it's in the marker board's going well.
I'm going to add something. I don't know if it's totally done. I have finished all three of your needlepoint kits.
Oh, yes.
The bow one and the hydrangea, which we are sold out of. And then the champagne one, which we still, those sold. I mean, they're doing well. We ordered a lot. We got some more in. They're great.
Right.
But I need to talk to my needlepoint friend and figure out how we could frame those, because I think those would be nice to hang.
You know what? You're right. I could even see that going in like the packaging room, like on that wall. That would be so.
Wouldn't it?
Cute.
Do you think like each one should be framed separately?
I do.
I do too.
I do too. Yeah. I think each one should be framed separately in like just three straight down.
Yeah. They're not exactly the same size, but I think the frame should be the same size.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cute.
That would be so cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, that would be maybe the last thing,
yeah,
to do. Speaking so of great. Speaking of our Emily Owen Bowes products, we went back today to, not today. I'm so sorry. I was thinking
did we do that?
No,
today?
I'm like, I was looking at the hat, so
it
made me. Whatever. Where's my head? Last week, we went back to the textile company because they got a swatch in of gray that we're going to be using for our sweatshirt. And we just like had to approve that. So we are moving forward and ordering the sweatshirts, which is so exciting. So again, things kind of got pushed back, but we're aiming for the end of February. And we have the hats in for our new collection.
They are better than I expected.
Same.
And I expected them to be great.
Anne has high expectations. So that's saying a lot. Yeah.
And they are better than I thought.
They are so cute. And they say the Bow Club on it. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to look great with our sweatshirts and the canvas totes and the mugs. I mean, I'm very excited about the whole thing.
I'm really excited.
And I'm really excited about the quality of the sweatshirts. Mm-hmm. They're 100% cotton. And they don't shrink. I don't know if I mentioned this on last week's, whenever we talked about this. They're pre-shrunk, which was cool. And also when we went back to the textile company, the day that we first went, it was like a freezing cold day. So like nobody came into the office, but everyone was there. And it was just like, I was like, oh my God. Like, no, didn't know I was walking into like an empire.
It's really interesting. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's a young company. I love that we're supporting them.
I know. And the fact that the tag is going to say, I mean, I know I've repeated this, but why not bring it up again? It's going to say Made in Cleveland is so thrilling.
I love it.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Mark your calendars for end of February for that to come out. And we were kind of saving some inspiration pictures. You found some really great.
Yes, we have a good mood board with inspiration pictures. I feel like the turnaround he said is about 3.5 weeks to make the sweatshirts.
Uh-huh.
So if we can get, that's going to be fun. The last week in February, we need to line up our photographer.
Right.
And maybe do a little movie.
A little movie. Perhaps.
Video.
Video.
I call it a movie.
I know. I'm like, okay, it's actor Emily. That is something on the horizon that's still in the works. So definitely stay tuned for that. You and I have a very exciting week.
It's so exciting.
I'm really like so excited.
You know what? It kind of kicked in yesterday that I was very excited.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I was like,
Oh, really?
Well, I think it's because I didn't have the plans made. I wasn't quite sure, but I got the flights. I have the hotel room, and then I feel official.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. I could actually explode.
And you get to go to cool events. Well, like, I'm the support.
Yeah, so it's a little different. But yeah. Anyway, I don't even think we said we're going to New York for Fashion Week. And if you guys are following for a little bit, we went in the fall to just one event, to the L'Agence presentation, which was iconic at the Plaza. And then last year went in the spring for like L'Agence and Kate Spade. But this year, so many cool events.
And you went to a Veronica, you've gone a number of years.
Yeah, that was just like the past year. But even before that, yeah, you're right. We went to like a cool Veronica Beard event and worked with Kate Spade a few times and like some gifting stuff. But anyway, the stuff that we have lined up for this coming week is just so thrilling. So I was making a big list of like outfits and like a few of the events are dressing me for it, and then just kind of like filling in for like daytime looks.
Yeah.
Then today I literally just got, like while you're at lunch, two more invitations. So kind of just like figuring out those looks and those outfits for that.
It's gonna be so fun.
We're going for most of the week, which I'm very excited about.
No, it's gonna be great.
And you know, the prep has begun.
Well, I had lunch today with my mom.
Yes, Joyce.
And I was telling her about New York and what different things we were going. And then she did say, well, what else are you doing? And I really haven't planned anything else other than your events.
Well, I don't think there's going to be much time.
That's what I said to her. And she agreed. Like, I didn't make any special reservations anywhere or anything like that.
No, because the events like are starting late afternoon and then they go in. They're going to go late into the night.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, and I feel like then...
And I'm there for that. Like, I'm not, you know, like, it's like...
No, right. And then I think then in the morning, you know, we have breakfast, maybe work out, and then we have to do work, and then you have to get ready.
And then I have to get ready again. So, yeah, it's really, I mean...
It's very much a working trip.
Very much a working trip. And some people truly do, like, Wednesday to Wednesday. That's the whole fashion week.
Right.
I'm not doing that. Most of my events are Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. The way that it turned out, they, like, stacked up so well. But I feel like I'm gonna be tired.
Right.
I feel like I
I'm excited though.
I'm so excited. It's just gonna be like a really cool experience. So yeah, I'm getting a spray tan tomorrow, so get ready for that.
Oh, we are gonna get our nails done.
Yeah, we were on a gel break, but I think I'm gonna get gel tomorrow. You were saying the same thing. I feel like for this instance we need backup. We need the big guns. Need gel.
We need,
But I'm excited for the looks. I think they'll be, literally my favorite thing is getting dressed up, going to events and talking to people. Yeah. Like,
and I take pictures and.
Yeah. And help with content. Cause I don't think I was double checking with the team, but I don't think there's plus ones. I think everybody just gets to go by themselves.
Which, just me like lurking outside.
Yeah, hi. So there's her name's Anne, and she would love this. Okay, and you would love her. So I'm gonna go grab her.
She won't eat much.
No. We're from Ohio. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's out there on that bench. She's sitting out there waiting for me.
She's actually on the phone with my dad. He's actually also wondering what's going on. But I'm gonna go get her. She's gonna love this.
So funny. Dad was gonna come, but he's got some work things and
yeah.
And it really is like just kind of a lot of sitting for me waiting.
Right, exactly. And I definitely do. I don't know how I would be able to do this by myself because you do need like somebody taking your picture. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's a lot of physical like prep.
It is. Yeah. Right.
But anyway, I'm so excited. I'm also like I've talked about this before, but like I've like followed people, you know how I like to like dabble in controversy.
Yes.
lightly, mm-hmm. obviously. Nothing crazy. But like some people are like, oh God, like this is like, I'm like, I literally, this is my Super Bowl. Like I live for this. Like like getting invited to something, like they're done. So excited. Like this is my Christmas morning. Like I really do. Like I am so excited. Like I'm not even gonna hide it. Like
no.
People, oh, this is just like, we just stood around. It was so superficial. It was like the greatest night of my life.
No, you love it.
I love it.
I have to say, I think it's actually fantastic that you don't get extra tickets.
Oh,
I mean, some of the things you might, but I think as a result, you go in there and you meet a lot of people and you talk to them.
It's
and
networking.
Yes, it's networking, and you take pictures for each other. You guys help each other out. I think it's good.
I think it's great. I have zero problem with it. It's very like freeing thing. You just walk in and like, you right. know, you do meet people because everyone is more willing to talk to one another because oftentimes you don't get a plus one.
Right.
There are, I think if you live in New York City, you would know more people and maybe like are going with
that's
whatever.
True.
But yeah, there, I have no problem with it mm-hmm. whatsoever.
And I will be outside the venue. You know, I'll be looking for people to say hi to.
Exactly. No. She's inside. Yeah. I'm waiting.
You know, I'm not invited. I'm not in there.
Yeah. It's such a shame too, because we would have such a good time in there. It would be mm-hmm. so fabulous and fun. But
so fun.
So yeah, that's kind of what we have coming up for this week. And it's coming at a good time. I feel like, I don't know, it's going to like break up the routine really nicely and just kind of just be very thrilling. So
it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, in doing this planning, we've been talking about the outfits. What's your travel paraphernalia plan? What's your look going to be? Do you have a...
Thank you for asking that. That's such a great question.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about the travel situation. I am going to take Elizabeth's away suitcase, which is like, it's just like a black away suitcase, but I love it. I'm actually, the more I'm thinking about it, I actually don't know if that's all going to fit. So I might need to take a bigger suitcase, but I'm going to take a black suitcase of sorts.
Okay.
And then for my travel bag, you know, we've discussed this over the episodes and the, just the toggle back and forth with it.
Right.
However, I'm going to take the Prada nylon tote that you got me for my birthday. And I think that will work because I need to bring like camera equipment and my computer and stuff.
Amazing.
So I'm aiming for like a black look for the suitcase and the purse, very sleek. And then I actually think I'm going to wear the new Bow Club hat with my look to also kind of like tease it, promote it a little bit. And you know what? I'm thinking I'm going to travel in a blazer. I think that's what's going to happen.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's going to maybe like my Veronica Beard blazer with like a little jean dickie and the hat and jeans. Because I want to feel like, since we're getting there the day before, you know, once we land, we will have time to do stuff for that day.
Right.
So I want to look cute.
Yeah.
What about you?
That's
what
good.
Are you thinking for your travel look?
Well, I might do a blazer.
Oh, love it.
But that could be goofy if we're both in it, but it's a different look.
We're coworkers. I don't think it's goofy.
Our uniform, our Emily Elmbow's uniform. And it's not going to be terribly cold.
No, it's not. The whole
or
week.
Or I have like a cute fur vest.
Ooh.
It's like fur and nylon. You know which one I'm talking about?
I do know which one you're talking about.
I might do something like that. I'm actually just brainstorming as I'm sitting here. Or I could do, I have like a long J. Crew. I've had it for a few years. It's camel colored and I also have it in navy. And it's that long kind of open coat.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, this happened last year. We went and I remember I brought like all of these very pretty large coats. And then the couple days we were there, it was unseasonably warm. I call it like fake spring. I feel like this always happens this time of year. Mm-hmm. And it was like in the 40s and 50s. And I looked like a clown walking around with this like long billowing coat. So I think that's what the weather is going to be like going into this week.
Okay.
And it's really not that cold when you're walking. It's like 40s and 50s. Like, I feel like I don't even need a coat sometimes, you know.
But I could... Like, as we're talking, I'm thinking maybe I could go with like a whole navy vibe.
Oh, I was
sometimes I liked, but maybe, like, or maybe it'll just be black. I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with like a lot of black and whites or for the trip, just because some of my outfits are leaning towards that.
And I do think, yes, for the different events you're going to, I do like a good, and black and white is like your signature colors.
I kind of agree with you.
So if you stick with that, like even when you're posting, there's continuity.
100%. We're always looking for continuity.
Yes. I did notice, you know, we have our marker board.
Yeah.
And you had written, which I love, last week, mother-daughter look in New York. So we could even think about that.
Oh, definitely. I say this before, like you do so well on the socials just because like everyone wants to see your shining face. So I do. Yeah, I think some mother daughter looks could be really quite fabulous for this week as well. Yeah.
What about?
That's a good question. I really got to double down on these travel looks. I don't know what I'm wearing home. That's kind of stumping me. But I feel like at that point I'm like, OK,
you'll find something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I also am excited. I want to go to Zara.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that. We always have such great luck. Like some of my best pieces. In fact, on Saturday night, we, like a big group of us, went to dinner together. And I was just at a loss of what to wear. And I pulled out, remember the little army green Zara vest that I absolutely love? It's like Veronica Beard.
Smart.
And I wore it with a black like tighter top. Jeans, black booties, and I wore those two new gold cuffs you got from J. Crew.
Oh
and,
my
like,
gosh, what a
gold
cool
earrings.
Look.
Yeah. Nobody noticed, and nobody noticed my hair, but that's okay. Such pick
I'm
me
sure
energy.
They did.
Such
I'm
pick
sure
me energy.
They did.
I'm kidding. Actually, a lot of people were asking me what the deal with the cuffs were. I'm like, it's kind of like a look. But yeah, it felt very Veronica Beard.
Were you clanking?
Yeah, I was. It was mm-hmm. super obnoxious for like a pretty casual dinner, mind you. But yeah, that little vest is still one of my favorite pieces.
That was a good one to pull
so
out.
So we definitely need to go to the Zara. And now Zara's on LTK. So that's going to be yes. something else.
The other thing that I wanted to run by you, we have friends who were just in New York over the weekend. And they, I was looking at what they were posting. I was actually living vicariously through them.
Oh, yeah.
Our mother-daughter friends. And they went to the Morgan Library and Museum.
Yes.
I want to go there.
I think we should. Yeah, if we do have free time, those are some of the things that I would like to do.
Yes. It yeah. looked gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
So, and I know they've invited you before to do
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they like invited me. In this was like last year right after Fashion Week. It was like some event that they were having, but like I couldn't make it. So I need to like kind of look into that because I never heard of it. Mm-hmm. And then I saw them there. So it was like a whole thing. But yeah, send me some of your favorite. I mean, obviously we're in New York a lot, but we're always open to like trying a couple new little places. And
right.
Favorite little restaurants and coffee shops. So let us know what are some of the hot spots these days.
Right, because we don't have any dinner reservations.
No, no.
I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll we're there fine. For the events, and that's yeah. the main priority.
Right.
So so I think that's our show. Be sure to follow me on all my socials to keep up with all of the happenings for this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm posting some vlogs just, you know, for the whole New York Fashion Week and prepping for that. So just overall so excited and always so grateful for you guys for allowing me these wonderful opportunities. And we're just going to have such a great week. So hope you guys are having a fabulous start to your February. Looking forward to Valentine's Day and all of the fun festivities. Mm-hmm. And overall just, you know, excited for life in general.
Definitely.
And we're so happy you're back in your hosting era. You never really were gone.
I was never gone.
Yeah, please. No, not at all. Hope you guys have a fabulous week. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.